The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chofes Amud Aleph discusses the person forgotten Daven Musaf. And it's now getting close to the time of Davening Mincha, which, according to Halacha, is after 6.5 hours into the day, which would mean a half hour after Chatzos. So let's say Chatzos is 12 o'clock. It's now 12:30. It's time to Daven Mincha, and he's still not Daven Musaf. What's the Halacha? So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Hoy Lefanav Shtei Tefilos. If he had in front of him two tefillahs that he has to daven. Achas shel mincha, one of mincha, v'achas shel musaf, and one of musaf. Mispal shel mincha, you should daven first the one of mincha, v'achakach mispal shel musaf, and afterwards a person should daven the one of musaf. Shezu tadira, v'zu eina tadira. Because this is a constant, a fixed tefillah, steady. Taisus explains in the beginning of the parak that mincha is a tefillah that a person davens every day. So it's a fixed tefillah in a person's day, as opposed to Musaf, which is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, Tadir Rishayin, Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. The halacha is that something that's steady always takes precedence over something that's not a steady mitzvah. So therefore, Tadir Rishayin, Tadir, Tadir Kaidim, a person would daven mincha first. This shaila is very common by women, that they run late preparing for the Suda Shabbos morning, and they miss the davening of Musaf in the right time, or they're not able to make it to shul, so they want to daven afterwards, and then they realize it's already half an hour after Chatzos. So now what do I do? Do I daven the tefillah of Musaf, or no, I have to first daven Mincha? So the halacha is, the Gemara says, Tadim Shani Tadim, Tadim Kaidim, a person would first daven Mincha. That's the discussion, the way the Gemara says it, on the in Daf Chuf Ches Amud Aleph. The Mechaber in Siman Reish Pei Vav brings down two opinions. The Mechaber says that some people hold that the halacha of davening mincha first only applies in a case where a person does not have any more time. Does not have any more time. There's a concept of mincha gedolah and mincha katana. Mincha gedolah begins a half an hour after chatzos, and mincha katana begins 9.5 hours into the day, which is going to be 3.5 hours after chatzos. So if a person is going to be davening a later mincha, so therefore, and he still hasn't davened musaf at 9.5 hours, so then it would be understandable that he should first daven mincha in order not to lose out on the tadr v'shein tadr, tadr kaidim. He shouldn't miss mincha too. However, if he has a lot of time, it's still a half an hour after chatzos, he still has another 6.5 hours into his day, 5.5 hours into the day. So he should, the halacha is that he would daven, according to this opinion, he would daven Musaf first, because there's no reason to apply the concept of Tadr Shein, Tadr Tadr Kaidim, because he still has a lot of time into the day. So the Mechaber in Siman Reish Pei Vav brings down two opinions, which way he should go. Do you say that since it's earlier in the day, it's only half an hour, a person should daven Musaf first? Or do you say, even if it's a half hour after the day, a person should daven mincha first? Now, the way we explain the Gemara is according to the first opinion, that even if it's early in the day, and it's only half an hour after chatzos, he should still daven mincha first because of the concept of tadr she'ein et tadr. The reason why we explain it that way is because even though the Mishaburah does not choose a side in the Mechaber and Siman Reish Pei Vav, however, in a different place, in Siman Koches, the Mishaburah paskins that a person should, if a person comes late to shul, or not even to shul, he's davening at home, he missed Shacharis and Musaf. He completely missed Shacharis and Musaf, and now it's time to daven Mincha. So the Mishaburah says over there, what a person should do is, he should first daven Mincha, because of the concept of Tadr Shein and Tadr Tadr Kaidim. Then he should daven Musaf, and then he should daven Shacharis, because Shacharis he already missed. So the reason why he's davening Shacharis is because of a Tashlumen. A Tashlumen means he's making up for the tefillah that he missed. So the time of Shacharis is already over. However, it's now time for Musaf and Mincha. So now he has three tefillahs that he has to daven. since Shacharis is not really in its right time, so that will not take precedence because of the din of Tarlik Kodem. So the discussion is really only between Musaf and Mincha. So halacha is, you'll daven first Musaf and Mincha because others say in Tarlik Kodem. Then you'll daven Musaf, and then you'll daven Shacharis as a Teshlumen. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does not differentiate if he has extra time and he does not have extra time. Mishnah Berurah does not get into that. In fact, Mishnah Berurah is mashed that he has enough time to daven any of them, and the stum is the way the Mishnah Berurah says the question, it does not seem to be an issue if he has more time or not. So it would seem, even if he does have more time, and you're talking about, like the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're talking about half an hour after Chatzos, which is Mincha Gedolah, and he has a whole day ahead of him technically, still we apply the halacha of Tadr Shein and Tadr Tadr Kaidim, and the halacha would be that even in that case, a person with daven mincha first. So therefore, in the case where the lady missed her tefillah in the right time, so even though she has more time in the day to daven mincha, still she should daven mincha first. Let's say it's argument's sake, Chatzos day, it was 12 o'clock, so at 12:30 she should already daven mincha first, and then afterwards daven musaf. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in Tshuva's Ber Yitzchak discusses, let's say a person comes to shul, he missed shacharis, and he finds that people in shul, the shul is holding by musaf. Now, he's thinking to himself, I have two choices here. I can either daven musaf and get tefillah b'tzibur of musaf, and then afterwards I'll daven shacharis. or I can say, no, I still tadr sheni tadr tadr kaidim, I should daven shacharis first, not mincha first. I'm not musaf first, I daven shacharis first. So which one takes precedence? Do you say that Tadr Shein and Tadr Tadr Kodem would require you to daven the Shacharis first? Or do you say no? Since Musaf has an added aspect over here that it's going to be Tefillah B'Tzibur, and Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Gemara talks about it at length, that there are many advantages to Tefillah B'Tzibur over Tefillah Yachid. So a person should choose Tefillah B'Tzibur over Tefillah Shacharis, which is Tadr Kodem. That means if I have on one hand Tefillah B'Tzibur against a shachas of Tadr Kodem, I should choose Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, the halacha that the Ber Yitzchak says, the ruling that he issues, is that a person should actually daven the Musaf B'Tzibur, and then afterwards he should daven Shacharis. Now, he bases this halacha on the concept of Tadr U'Mekudosh. The Gemara discusses in Zvachim, if a person has something that's Tadr, a mitzvah that's Tadr, and he has a mitzvah that's Mekudosh, that's holier, let's say it's two carbonas, one is a holier carbon, so even if one is tadir, we still give precedence to the one that is mekudosh because it is holier. So even if you have something that's steady, but on the other hand you have one that's holier, you'll give the precedence to the one that's holier. Now the Gemara actually does not decide at the end of the halacha, we do not have a clear ruling on this, however Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says that you can apply this concept that since you have an advantage of tefillah b'tzibur, and Tefillah B'Tzibur has so many advantages over Tefillah Yachid, so we can equate that with the concept of Mekudosh. We can equate that with the concept of Mekudosh and say that that should have precedence over Tadr. That even more than that, because technically if a person is going to be missing Tefillah B'Tzibur, that he'll never be able to make up again. Shacharis, he'll be able to make up later on. So it's even worse than just push. It's not like you have two even sides. You have Tadr and Mekudosh, like the Gemara and Zvachim, so you don't know which way to go. No, here you would have a clear reason why you should choose Musaf over Shacharis, because Musaf is a Mekudosh that's never going to come back. Because Tefillah B'Tzibur in this case, which is the Musaf Tefillah, is going to be lost forever. You'll never be able to have the Tefillah B'Tzibur this Musaf. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Ber Yitzchak passes that the halacha would be that he should daven Musaf B'Tzibur and afterwards daven Shacharis. Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe Chelek Dalad Siman Samaches disagrees with this pshat of the Ber Yitzchak, and he says that even if you have a Tefillah B'Tzibur and you have a Tadr, you would not give the precedence to the Tefillah B'Tzibur. And he brings a very clear proof from a Rosh that's brought down in the Torah in Siman Reish Pei Vav. The Torah in Siman Reish Pei Vav brings down a Hanhaga. The famous Rosh, he had a minhag, or you could say a minhag, he had something that he used to do. His conduct was on Yom Kippur that if he would see that the tzibur is davening shacharis and they're running late, and he's afraid that it's going to run into the time of Mincha, so he would daven Musaf b'yichidus, and before they would get to their Musaf, he would daven Musaf b'yichidus, and then he would wait till they got to Mincha, and then he would daven with them Mincha. Why did he do that? Because he was afraid that if it would run past 6.5 hours, it would run into the time of Mincha, then he's going to have the problem of Tadar Shaina Tadar Tadar Kaidim. He's going to have to daven Mincha first, and then he's not going to have anything. He's not going to have Muslim. He's not going to have Mincha B'tzibur. So what he chose was that he lost out on the Musaf B'tzibur in order to be Mekayim the din of Tadar Shaina Tadar, to avoid running into the problem of Tadar Shaina Tadar Tadar Kaidim. So he would daven Mincha Musaf first B'tzibur. So Moshe Feinstein says, you see from here clearly that even though on one hand the Rosh had the option of davening Musaf late together with the Tzibur, still, he chose to daven Musaf b'yichidus in order to avoid entering the shiloh of Tadar Shaina Tadar Tadar Kaidim. So not only was he losing at Tfilah B'tzibur, he was just preempting a shiloh of Tadar Kaidim. And Moshe says even furthermore, we already said before that in the Shulchan Aruch there are two opinions if the halacha of Tadar Shaina Tadar applies by Mincha Gedolah or by Mincha Ketana. Do you say that by Mincha Gedolah I have a lot of time still in the rest of my day? I have a lot of time the rest of the day, so what, no reason now to do Tadar Kaidim. No reason now to daven first Mincha and then Musaf. I can daven first Musaf and then Mincha later on. Or do you say, no, it only applies to Mincha Ketana? So now the Rosh does not have a clear opinion on that. Ramaj talks about that by Riches. It's a Suffolk, which way the Rosh had a Suffolk, which way to pass. And still, even though there was an option to learn the Gemara that we're saying now, that Tadar Shaina Tadar Tadar Kaidim applies only to Mincha Ketana, and not necessarily to Mincha Gedolah, since they have more time, still the Rosh chose to daven Musaf b'yichidus because of a Suffolk of Tadar Shaina Tadar Tadar Kaidim. Even though it wasn't a guaranteed application of the Halacha of Tadar Shaina Tadar Tadar Kaidim, it was only a suffix. It was unclear if you can apply the cancer of Tadar Shaina Tadar Tadar Kaidim. Still, the Rosh chose to apply the cancer of Tadar Shaina Tadar Tadar Kaidim over Tefillah B'Tzibur. So how can you come and tell me that Tefillah B'Tzibur has an advantage if a person, Mr. Shachar, comes late and now he's in a daven Musaf because you don't want him to lose Tefillah B'Tzibur? You see that the Rosh chose to lose Tefillah B'Tzibur just to get out of a suffix of Tadar Shaina Tadar Tadar Kaidim, especially if you have a reason that's a valid reason that you should daven Shachar first. And then Ramesha over there talks about if you can apply the logic of Tadar Shaina Tadar Tadar Kaidim to Shachar anyway, because Shachar is not necessarily based on the logic of Tadar Kaidim, could be its exercise of cost of Aruch Ala Oilo. So Shachar in any event has to come first, regardless of the concept of Tadar Shaina Tadar Tadar Kaidim. So therefore, the halacha of Moshe paskens that a person should first daven Shachris, even though he's going to miss Musaf B'Tzibur, and then later on, he should daven Musaf. Now, there is an opinion that's brought down in Piskei Tshuvos, the Machlokes HaPaskim, if a person can daven a different davening with the Tzibur. So let's say he'll daven Shachris at the same time that they're davening Musaf. Is he Yoyza Tefillah B'Tzibur or not? A lot of opinions hold he's not Yoytza, but there are some opinions that hold that you are Yoytza. So on one hand, you have Moshe paskening that either way, even if you're not Yoytza, Tefillah B'Tzibur, you still should daven Shachris first. Added to that, the fact that you can also get some opinions that hold that davening Shachris together with the Tzibur would be considered a kiyum of Tefillah B'Tzibur.
While they're
davening Musaf, yes. There's some opinions that hold like that. So in any event, you'll be able to get those opinions as well. So a person could go with this pshat of Tadar Shaina Tadar Tadar Kaidim. Well, halacha, as far as the shiloh of the Rosh, if the Tzibur is davening later Yom Kippur, the halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. At the end of that halacha of Tadar Kaidim is brought down b'shem the Rambam, that the Rambam said that the whole concept of applying Tadar Kaidim only applies by yichidus, so if a person is davening by himself. But if he's davening with a Tzibur, if he's davening with a group of people, a minyan, then you do not say to daven Mincha first before Musaf because of Tadar Kaidim. In other words, this halacha, the Gemara is saying that a person should daven first mincha and musaf is only applying to a person who is davening yechidus. However, a person who is davening with tzibur, you do not apply this logic of tzadav shein tzadav tzadav kaidam. The reasoning is because the tzibur has a lot of people that don't know the halacha, and they're going to start thinking that you're able to daven mincha before musaf, and they're going to mix up the order of tefillah, and it's going to create confusion in people's minds. So therefore, we do not apply the concept of tzadav shein tzadav tzadav kaidam. So therefore, based on this, if today that people daven sometimes in Yom Kippur or Shana, the davening runs late. So still, Rabbi Asher says we can rely on the opinion of the Rambam, which is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch there, that a person at the end in Sim Reish Peibab, that a person could rely by a tzibur on this fact that in order not to mix people up, you do not say Tadu Shein Tadu Tadu Kaidim. So even if it will be already a half an hour after Chatzais, still you could wait to daven Musaf with tzibur, and you do not apply the concept of Tadu Shein Tadu Tadu Kaidim. There are some people that speak out, especially that a lady who, even though by a lady, davening musaf is a discussion in achronim, if they're chayyur, they're potter, the slach holds that a lady is potter from musaf, because he considers it a mitzvah seishes man grom, as opposed to other tefillos, because musaf is kenegra karmen, in the tshuvas of kivegar, madura kamen simen tes, he says that since tefillos musaf was only made zeichel karbonis, and ladies did not give shkolim, and shkolim were the ones that you buy the musaf from, the carbon zebra, so they're a potter from musaf. However, on the other hand, there are many opinions that hold that they do have a chiyuv, and either way, today, since ladies accept themselves with the musaf, therefore they should not run late with musaf, and they should try to daven musaf in the right time. However, if they did not, they have to apply the concept of tadu shein tadu tadu kaidim, like we spoke before.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.